where does that chasm come from? In Jesus' story, it is so vast that not even God can cross it. The chasm is inside the rich man's heart, isn't it? He never saw Lazarus at his front gate. He never saw the human being there. He only saw the illness, the weakness, the contamination, the curse, the dying, the ugliness of impurity. So ugly. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Those homeless encampments, they're just ugly. And where did the hunger of Lazarus come from? Where did the poverty of Lazarus come from? A rich man's heart. And systems which are willing to steal the livelihoods of the poor and those at risk. It's the way the world works. What can I say? Right? Can't do anything about it. For Jesus, no one and no one's company is ever beneath Jesus. There is no one and no company which is outside of Jesus. He is always accepting and nurturing the afflicted, drawing them back into the human community. Always. This is the purpose of miracles. And also why they're so dangerous and confusing. Because we go, whoa, that's cool. How did he do that? Feeding 5,000, healing people who are tormented. How? Whoa! It's not the point. The point is they're brought back into life. They belong to us again. They've become human beings again. Our brothers and sisters who've been cut off now belong again. Rejoice. Those considered unclean. You know who I mean. Yeah. The lepers, the ill, the possessed, the immigrants, the refugees. We know who they are. Jesus' message is always, you belong. You've never been cut off. You feel that way. You're treated that way. But you are not outside. You belong. Have you had those experiences in life where people make it clear to you that you don't belong? Anybody? Oh, there's a few smiles in the congregation. And it wasn't just when we were teenagers, right? It can really be hard being young. Do you know that? Yeah. It can also be hard when you get older. We don't want to talk about it. When you're nobody, you don't count. Sorry, Ed. Everybody knows you don't belong. Next. Yeah, it's vicious. It destroys people in a moment. Now imagine being ostracized permanently. Jesus is so close to those who are cut off that he was no longer considered holy. He was considered unclean, an outsider, permanently discarded, worthy of killing, because he was so close. And this is the key message for today. Please note that sanctity never appears holy according to our standards. Never. Go to work for, back in the day, people with AIDS. You know, we did that in the early 90s. One Easter, we made Easter baskets for people with AIDS in our Valley community. The press came to cover this. I made sure they were there. People prepared beautiful baskets. Beautiful baskets. And then I made sure, with 2-3 friends, that when they left to distribute these Easter baskets to folks who weren't members of the congregation, I made sure that the press did not follow them, because we had to secure the anonymity of people with AIDS. That's where the story ended. That's what they wrote about. And then they drove off because they're contaminated. Sanctity never appears holy. That sacred act did not qualify as holy. Right? So when we get involved, the gospel takes us other places than we would prefer to go. This is why Jesus teaches that your inner purity is the most important thing about you. That inner connection with God, that inner longing. Blessed are the pure of heart, they shall see God. Do not let that inner light be dimmed, dulled, turned into darkness. And we are now living in times where people want to present the darkness as light. That's the final stage before. Do not let that happen to you. Now the good news, Jesus says, is that friends and disciples are being drawn into a more intimate divine relationship with God, the Abba Ima. That's the special gift to be drawn closer, to understand from within. But, he also says, do not let this blessing be used for establishing hierarchies and categories and positions of privilege among the people of the faith. Because then we betray that very gift, the relationship with God and with others. There are no outsiders. However, it would not be honest of me not to disclose that for the past 2,000 years, the church has very seriously been pursuing hierarchy and categories and privilege. Yes. Where do you measure up in the Christian community? What qualifications do you have to even be in church this morning? I'm letting a few of you in as a freebie, I know. This is serious, isn't it? It is extremely serious. What we do to the body of Christ, sabotaging it in our own ways, as the church has done for a long time. And this is such a violation because God's love is infinite. That's what gets Jesus killed. People don't want to hear that. God's love is unconditional. There are no boundaries. It is non-discriminating. Jesus says it is like the sun and the rain, which are poured out upon the wicked and the good alike. Why? It's beyond us. That's the first thing we have to acknowledge. It is beyond us, which is why faith is a life of cultivation, nurturing that truth from within as the Spirit works it into our body, beings, lives, and souls over the course of a lifetime to practice that kind of unconditional love. Now, it's okay to be offended by unconditional love, all right? It's okay. It doesn't make sense in our world. But as I've shared with you many times, I've not met one person yet in my lifetime, and especially in this congregation, who doesn't want unconditional love. Right? We're just not sure anybody else deserves it. Yeah. This is what it is to be human. You can't pretend otherwise. It's okay. It is okay. So, seek out the forsaken. That's another way of saying the gospel. Seek out the forsaken, the abandoned, the lost, the confused. Seek them out. And then we'll be church. I want to share a story I've shared before. I don't know how many times, but it is just so elegant. Now, this process of being healed and transformed has happened to millions of people already on this planet throughout the centuries. It's just that we don't often know these stories. And most of us have already had this story too, right? Where the heart was aimed in a certain direction and suddenly it got turned and healed and transformed and larger and more loving. And heads are nodding here again. Of course, that's happened here. Thank God. That's what this is about. The turning always towards the light. So this story is simply that of John Newton, who was a sea captain of a slave ship. He'd made a couple runs from the coast of Africa to America to deliver slaves. He was troubled by it, though, and on one journey in the middle of the Atlantic, suddenly he saw the light. He stopped the ship, turned it around, went back to the coast of Africa, delivered all of the slaves, potential slaves, he delivered all of the human beings back into their freedom. Wow! And then he sailed the ship home to London, where he was immediately fired and chastised and condemned because, you know, sanctity never appears holy. For some years he did some menial labor. Eventually he becomes a Methodist minister. Some years after that, he wrote a hymn called Amazing Grace. And that's what the line about being a wretch means, because it was true for him. But I, among many of you, I don't like that line normally, because we're like, I'm supposed to be a wretch. No, You are God's sons and daughters. Live with backbone and pride and creativity. But in the context of his life and the song, saved a wretch like me, it's true. It's true. And the crazy part of the story is, that passage which I had you write in your hymnals for today is one that he composed. It is the most important verse in the whole hymn. And there's not a single American hymnal which carries that verse in it. And I know because several of you have played detective and that can't be right. And nobody could find it. The most important verse. And the churches have deleted it. I wonder why. Isn't that a curiosity? Whew. So, seek out the forsaken. That's participating in the life of Christ. That's what it is to be body of Christ. That's where the wholeness and the healing comes for all of us. Thanks be to God. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We will.